On a Wednesday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At the London Olympics, the U.S. women's gymnastics team did what it was expected to do yesterday and then some. The five Americans won the gold medal. It's the first time in 16 years that's happened for a U.S. women's team. And they did it in a big way, beating second-place Russia by what team members called a huge margin. From London, NPR's Tom Goldman has the story.
British athletes here talk about the pressure to perform well in their home country Olympics, but at least they don't have to deal with the Sports Illustrated jinx. The curse of being on the cover of the popular magazine and then failing has befallen many an elite athlete, so it was uh-oh time for the U.S. women's gymnastics team when they graced the front of last week's issue, the Olympic preview. But these girls, average age just over 16, who comprise the women's team, are good. Jordan Weber, Gabby Douglas, Allie Raceman, Kyla Ross, and Michaela Maroney walloped the competition, and they beat the jinx. As Raceman, the final competitor, bounded toward the finish of her spirited floor routine to Hava Nagila, the outcome hardly was in doubt. Still, Raceman and her teammates linked hands on the sideline and stared anxiously at the scoreboard. Maybe that was just teenagers being dramatic. They do that sometimes. Because the real drama, who would win the competition, had been over for some time. Perhaps from the moment Jordan Weber, the first competitor of the night, sprinted toward the vault, launched herself skyward, and stuck the landing.
You know, all the kids, they hit their routines. You know, I cannot point one better than another one.
Maybe Raceman's coach Mihai Brestian can't, but national team coordinator Marta Caroli can. After Weber's vault, Gabby Douglas, a pogo stick nicknamed the Flying Squirrel, nailed another. Both were great, but mere prelude to vault world champion Michaela Maroney, who soared and then landed on her feet with the certainty of an arrow in the bullseye. Here's Caroli.
That was the best.
With all three Americans nailing their aminars, the name of a difficult extra points-producing vault, the U.S. moved to the next discipline, uneven bars, with a good lead it never gave up. And, says Caroli, the Americans performed with the kind of confidence the athletes have been working hard to build.
We put the girls in a situation where we mimic how we compete and what we have to do, and put extra pressure, you know, in our training. You do a good routine, doesn't matter, you have to do one specific good routine.
The psychological training appears to have helped Weber in particular. She was distraught a couple of days ago after she failed to qualify for the individual all-around finals, a competition she won at last year's World Championships. She was the fourth highest qualifier in the Olympic preliminaries, but the third American. The rules say only two athletes per country go to the finals. Last night, Weber said the rules stink, but she was also pleased at the way she rebounded from the disappointment to help her team win.
At first, I just kind of had to stay to myself and really just, you know, be able to mentally turn it around, and I just kind of stay in my own little bubble and get refocused, and everything was fine the next day.
Actually, more than fine. Marta Caroli christened this deep, talented team as the best, better than the 1996 squad, the so-called Magnificent Seven, that won the event at the Atlanta Olympics, and certainly better than any team in the world today. Tom Goldman, NPR News, London.